Welcome, everybody, to Tapes and Scales.
Hi.
Max, how you doing, sucker?
Well, I'm a little uncomfortable.
Oh, why?
I have a bit of an issue.
What's wrong?
It's a rash.
Oh, did you use the special cream I brought you?
Yes.
And not really working?
Oh, it's a new rash. This is a talking about movies rash.
Oh, talk about them movies rash.
Woo.
Well, I got a rash like that.
It's road
great.
Rash?
It's road rash.
Road rash.
You let it go. You just let it go all over your body.
Yeah, road rash.
Yeah, you hit a guy on a motorcycle with a chain.
I mean, that's what I did.
That's how the road rash, how I got the road rash. Chain rash.
Chain rash.
Chain rash. Chain rash ain't fun.
Chain rash.
Kids, tell yourselves. You want chain rash? No, you don't.
Yep.
They don't talk about that in health class.
Yeah.
Chain rash.
Chain rash.
Chain rash. Just figure if I say it enough, then it's an easy for me to know to title it. Chain rash.
Chain rash.
Chain rash. The revengeing. Let's talk about movies, buddy.
Yeah, it'd be great.
All right. I'll start us off because why the hell not? I'm very aggressive now.
All right. I like it.
This year, new you, new me. I'm super aggressive. I'm pumped. I'm hyped. You got to get hyped.
Tim Chain Rash Irwin.
Chain Rash Irwin.
Yep.
That's what they call me in certain parts.
On other parts, they call you Three Dice.
They do call me Three Dice. Yep. That's actually a real nickname, people.
Yeah.
You figure it out.
Three Dice can't lose.
Three Dice, you know what? I've got more stories for you, buddy.
I believe you do.
I have crushed. That was a bad idea. Well, I'm going to take us to 1960.
Okay.
The year's 1960. And a little movie came out called Little Shop of Horrors.
Hmm.
I did the original.
The Roger Corman one.
Yes, wow. Roger Corman with Charles B. Griffith. And this is an hour 12 minutes, which is long for 1960.
Long for a guy who tried to film this in like 5 days or something.
Insanity.
Crazy. Yeah.
Watched it in black and white.
Nice.
I'd say I prefer it in black and white.
We've had
the discussion about black and white. Just doesn't, knowing that it's kind of meant to be in black and white, it just looks so wrong to me when I find it in color.
Agreed.
It's like, I didn't need to know her shirt was pink. Like,
nope.
That bothers me.
Yep.
I wanted to, in my imagination,
yeah.
It was blue.
That's right.
All right. That's better. Starring Jonathan Hayes, Jackie Joseph, and Mel Well. Question is, am I going to leave it in? I guess now I am. Mel Wells.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No one knows.
I didn't allude to anything this time.
I know. You did good.
Yeah, I'm good.
You're so good.
I am.
I'm leaving it in anyways. I'm lazy. Unless I already edit it and it's gone forever. Oh, no.
They're not going to know what you're talking about, which is
so
exciting.
Good.
Yeah.
A clumsy young man nurtures a plant and discovers that it's carnivorous, forcing him to kill to feed it.
Nice.
This movie must have been so shocking at the time.
Yeah.
I can't imagine there was too many like it. This movie is not a musical like its future version is.
Nope.
No musical tones at all. And this is very much that classic style of comedy where you kind of have this doofusy guy who's going to bumble his way through life. Maybe it ends good. Maybe it doesn't.
Very Jerry Lewis.
Very Jerry Lewis.
Yep.
Yeah, to the point where I'm like, is that Jerry Lewis?
Nice
lady over here. Where's my Animaniacs kids at? That's who they're talking about. Oh, right. That was the guy they were mocking on there.
That's him.
Jerry Lewis. Hey, talk about important comedians. Get on it, kids.
Yeah.
Check out Jerry Lewis.
Also, old bastards.
Very good.
Yep.
Yeah. I've been on a kick of watching old comedy. I've been watching a lot of Don Rickles.
Oh,
I love Don Rickles.
Did you ever see the movie Dirty Work?
Yes.
Oh,
because
man,
I love Norm Macdonald as well.
Me too.
Norm Macdonald grew on me like a road rash.
Yeah.
Like a road rash.
Chain rash.
Kids. Chain rash, kids. Chain rash.
Norm Macdonald is chain rash.
He's a chain rash. The comedy moments are important because otherwise everyone would be psychotic in this movie.
Yes.
I watched it in black and white. Like I said, it did have a color release. It is not a musical like the remake. I covered all of that.
You did.
This movie has a very weird cameo. Do you recall who cameos in this movie?
Is it Jack Nicholson?
It is Jack Nicholson. Very good, Max.
Thanks.
He plays, and it's hard to tell in the black and white version that it's him. He's so young.
He is very young.
He plays the weirdo guy who ends up at the dentist asking to get all his teeth pulled out.
Yes.
Yep. Like he's some sort of fetishist, which I'm sure would have been very no-no at the time.
Oh, yeah.
So this movie is strange.
It is.
In all the right ways.
Yep.
And it is that classic style of comedy. A little darker than what like an Abbott and Costello would do,
A
Laurel and Hardy. But it's like that kind of flow, I guess I'd say.
Oh, yeah.
And I enjoyed this so much watching it because I know I've seen this, but I was probably too young to truly appreciate it.
Sure.
Because I try to watch a lot of old things. I enjoy. My father and I always watched older movies together. And yeah, this was like a whole new experience for me, and I loved it.
It's a good one.
So let's see what the people says here. We got IMDb give it a 6.3 out of 10.
That's surprising for IMDb.
It is. Critically, 12 critics went back and did it. 92%.
Whoa.
That's a little high, actually. I think so.
I think so.
Audience 55% out of 54,000 people.
Okay.
I mean, that's probably a little closer.
That's where I was
right?
expecting to be. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I gave it a 6.
Yep. I think you're right on.
And I feel like I was wondering if that was too much just because I love that style of humor. I love the history of comedy and as it relates to cinema. I'm a big fan of that. Where Max likes horror, I like comedy and animation.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you recall? I don't know when the last time you watched this movie was. The effects. And this is another thing where I feel like this is so good in black and white and in color, it might look super cheesy.
Yeah, I watched this probably like when I was in college for sure. It was like the second time I watched it. I don't know if I watched it all the way through the first time. But so it's probably been over 10 years for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just interesting how your Jerry Lewis guy kind of bumbles into some very strange scenarios. But if you've never watched it, I think you should.
I think it's very like almost like a Betty Page-esque feel to it where it's like that's pretty heavy shit for the time.
Yeah. But I mean, if you got to pick between Betty Page and this.
Well, I mean, there's no choice. It's Betty Page. Come on.
It's Betty Page
but, I mean,
forever.
Roger Corman did go on to produce like more movies than any other human alive. He's still alive and still producing movies somehow. It's like well into the hundreds of movies, if not more, like multiple hundreds of movies.
Good for him.
Dude's a fucking animal.
He is an animal.
Or a cyborg or something. Manborg.
Do you know what he has? Chain rash.
He might. It's keeping him up at night.
He's chaining it all together.
Yeah. He doesn't have to sleep. He's got too much chain rash.
So much chain rash. Can't sleep. Might as well direct.
That's right.
Produce.
Yeah. Why not?
What you got, Max?
I have a movie from 1985.
Whoa!
Yeah.
The fabled 1985?
The fabled 1985.
3-year-old Tim loves 1985.
I mean, why not? I have a horror movie. It's called Demons.
What? That's a little on the nose.
It is. I watched it in June. It is 1 hour and 28 minutes. Okay. And it is a horror movie. It is directed by Lamberto Bava, and it stars Natasha Hovey, Umberto Barberini, and Carl Zinni.
Oh, the good old Zinni man.
Yeah. So this movie is patrons during a sneak preview get to see audience members turned into demons while at a Berlin theater. How out of control can the outbreak possibly get?
I love it when it ends with a question. That's my favorite part. It's like, hey, let's not give away everything in the summary. Let's make it silly. How many zany zombies will there be?
That's basically what they are. People become zombies and it starts in this theater and things start to get crazy and then you realize the outbreak of whatever this crazy nondescript zombie demon virus, not even a virus, just whatever it is,
right,
becomes basically worldwide. So the end of the movie is like the two main characters like driving off in the apocalypse.
Okay.
And there is a sequel called Demons 2.
What?
And this movie is a fucking blast. The pace of this movie, you would love. It is nonstop. Like once the movie they go get to sneak preview starts, the shit hits the fan, it does not fucking stop. It is just, I'm smashing the gas down and I'm not coming up off the gas pedal through the whole movie. It's crazy. There's no slow time. There's no time to breathe. It's just more shit piling up. There's not like, how are we going to possibly like deal with this pace? We're going to make it even more ridiculous.
Nice.
It is bonkers. It's so much fun. A lot of heavy metal music. It's very alternate. It's very Italian in its approach. Obviously, you know, Lamberto Bava being related somehow, I'm not 100% sure, to Mario Bava. I made a bunch of Italian horror movies, one of my favorite comic book movies of all time, Danger Diabolic. Which is based on the French Phantom of Diabolic.
Nice.
So pretty cool if you want to check that one out as well. At some point, I'm sure I'll watch it.
Yeah.
It's really good, though. This movie is fucking batty. Like, it's one of those movies you go back and you watch, you're like, how the fuck did this movie get made? It's wild. IMDb gave it a 6.7 out of 10. We're running real hot on IMDb this year.
Yeah, that's weird. It's like they heard that we were talking about them.
Yeah, I'm glad they heard because they're getting better. 10 critics watched this. They gave it a 60%.
Okay.
Audience gave it a 6.5 or 65%. Why did I put 6.5? Because I'm a freaking idiot. 65%.
It's the chain rash.
It's too much chain rash. I can't even see. Everything looks like dots.
Kids, keep the chain rash off your head. That's the problem. You got a little on your face there. I can see somebody hit you a little high.
Yeah, it's because I was scratching myself in other places and then I touched my face.
Oh. That's okay, kids. You can do that. kids. Kids?
I gave this a 7 out of 10.
Nice.
It's real fun. It's real weird. Check it out, though. It's a blast, no doubt.
Have you seen Demons 2, The Demoning?
No.
Okay.
And I was told it's just as fucking nuts.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so I'm real excited to check it out.
That is exciting.
Yeah.
That's good to hear. Well, I'm going to tell you about something that's not good to hear.
Uh-oh.
This movie's from 1992.
Uh-oh.
A couple years after the fabled 1985, where everything's great.
Yeah.
This is not great. This is called Nemesis.
Okay. That's Star Trek Nemesis?
I wish.
Okay.
This is an hour 35. The genre is action sci-fi thriller, directed by Albert Pune, I'm going to guess.
Okay.
Starring Oliver Gruner, Tim Thomerson, and Corey Hariaki Tagawa.
So, if I'm not mistaken, Albert Prune, or Prune, however you say it?
P-Y-U-N.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, he came on board and did a bunch of directing so that the movie Universal Soldier could come out.
Nice.
And he did a lot of work with Full Moon, hence the Tim Thomerson thing.
I do like Universal Soldier.
Yeah, I know you do. That's why I figured you'd appreciate this particular director.
And this kind of feels a little Universal Soldier-y, too. Yep. And because it's not as great as it, you probably imagine I didn't care as much for this.
Yeah.
So
I love Tim Thomerson, though.
Tim Thomerson, get it done in this one. Alex. I like this already. Alex.
Alex.
Comma. A burned-out L.A. cyborg cop.
Is it played by Tim Thomerson?
I think so, actually. Okay. I think.
Well, I'm on board, then.
Let's just say yes, because I don't remember.
Tim Thomerson, older guy.
Ripped. This guy was kind of ripped.
Maybe.
92 ripped?
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
Okay.
He is forced by Commissioner Farnsworth, which just makes everybody think of Futurama.
Yeah.
To find his former cyborg partner and lover, Jared.
Okay.
Who's about to deliver sensitive data to cyborg terrorists who wish to wage war against humans. And then it ends with a question. Is he being played? I bet he is, because you put that in there, you dingus. Anyways, chain rash going to my brain. Angry chain rash.
Stop scratching your brain.
That was for Max. This movie tries to merge like a Blade Runner and a shoot 'em up action movies of the 80s kind of together. The action scenes are dumb fun. The rest of the movie, not so much. It makes best use of the technology of the 90s to seem futuristic while still looking super 80s. And the bigger idea than capable of pulling off. It has a bunch of sequels that might be good, but I don't care to find out.
There's like
three or four sequels.
I believe you're correct.
When I watched it, I'm like, okay, this is going to be probably not that great, but I think because I had watched Bullet to the Head, and I was kind of like, let me just get some action in here. Maybe there's a hidden gem I missed out on, but unfortunately, when you go looking for it, you got to go through all the crap, too.
Yep.
IMDb give it 5.4. Rotten Tomato critically, nobody watched it. That could be us. Get on the iTunes.
Please.
Audience, 39% over 1,000 people. I gave it a 3.5.
Sounds right.
This is, again, one of those movies where this is Event Horizon, where it does something super good, it's great.
Yep.
Like, there was gunplay in this that I was like, oh, this is so cool. And it was one of the better scenes was right off the top. And there was interesting kind of Blade Runner-y feel.
Sure.
And a little intrigue. And then it just never got better than its first, like, 20 minutes.
That's a shame.
Yeah, it is. I would hope that, it got a bunch of sequels, so maybe it gets better.
But that's all you can hope for, right?
That's all there is. There's not much else we can do with it.
That's right. So,
oh boy.
I've been trying to watch movies of certain directors in addition to just Universal Horror movies.
I appreciate that. And although we got to get to Abbott and Costello at some point.
I've been working on a couple directors in particular. Brian De Palma is one of them, and Sidney Lumet is another one. And this has been a project before the podcast. So this is one that I had gotten to. I'd never seen. It's 1957's 12 Angry Men.
Okay.
I watched this in June. It is 1 hour and 36 minutes, and it is a courtroom drama.
Ooh.
It is directed by Sidney Lumet, as I mentioned before. This movie has Henry Fonda, Jack Klugman, Ed Begley Sr., Martin Balsam, Jack Warden, and E.G. Marshall in it, in addition to more people than that, because there are 12 of them.
Wow, I love me some Klugman.
Yeah, and he's so good in this movie.
He must have been a young, sexy Klugman at that time.
He was. He was a young, sexy Klugman. The movie summary is about 12 members of a jury discuss their views on a case about a young man charged with murder. One juror casts considerable doubt on the prosecution's case. Slowly, he shares his doubts with the other men, but can he sway them?
Ooh, question.
Yes.
So my thoughts on this movie are very largely written.
I can
in
see them
very
from here.
Big font, which is unusual for me.
Yeah,
I will read it
chain
to
rash?
You. I will read it to you, but I won't scream it to you.
I appreciate that.
Just imagine I'm yelling all of this. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. This movie is near film perfection. Single room drama with incredible direction, blocking, camera work, absolutely stunning performances from all 12 men.
Wow.
This movie is so unbelievably good. It is so well shot. It is so well acted. It's just, it's for a single room style movie, it's nearly perfect.
Wow.
I'm going to go on record and I'm going to say this is the best movie I have watched for this podcast, like during this podcast.
Oh my.
This movie is unbelievable and I've broken our rating system this movie.
Oh, wow.
So this got it. So IMDb, I'm going to have you guess because you had me guess. Okay. IMDb score, what do we got? Out of 10.
6?
8.9.
Whoa.
Yeah, way up there.
This supports you needing to break it then.
Rotten Tomatoes critical rating.
Okay, so this is tougher because it's the 50s. How many people went back? But if IMDb had their head out of their ass, I'm going to guess 91%.
100%.
Whoa!
Our second 100 after The Invisible Man.
Wow.
Audience rating?
Ooh. I mean, I can't be negative after all of that. I'm going to guess like 95.
97.
Nice.
So I broke our rating system for this.
Wow.
I gave it a 9.8
Whoa!
Out of 10. Underneath, I wrote in even larger text.
Which I can still read.
Is my God, this film rules.
Oh, I have to watch this now.
It's so good, and it does so much. It just shows you what you need is people interacting with people.
Klugman.
He's real good in it. I mean, everybody is. E.G. Marshall's really good in it. I mean, like, there's no, like, obviously, Fonda is a powerhouse in this. And he was the big driving force to get it made. It was a super low budget movie for the time.
Mm-hmm.
It was based on a TV movie or a TV special that was filmed before it. And he saw it and he's like, this is amazing. It's got great legs. And they got Sidney Lumet because he worked in a bunch of TV. Okay. And they're just like, you can probably do this, like, in the time frame that we can make it. And Fonda worked for nothing and was just like, I'll just take back end on this because this is going to be fucking great.
Nice.
And it's wild. And it's like the people that are in it, it's crazy how young they are. Like Jack Warden, who, you know, is like the crotchety old man from movies like Dirty Work.
He's
pops in Dirty Work and like just angry crowd and used cars. He's like that guy you've seen as an old man forever,
right.
But he's a really young man in this.
Wow.
And it's so well, like just the power that certain shots can get, like it's a masterclass in how you film something. It's unbelievable. Top to bottom, it's unbelievable.
I love that you broke the system.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, this movie's definitely worthy of it. And like if I could recommend it, but if you've never seen this movie, you don't know what it is or what it's about, like watch this movie if you're at all interested in film. Watch this movie if you just want to see a fucking epic movie. It's available through the Criterion Collection. I just picked it up in the blind because I was like, fuck it, I'm just watching a bunch of Sidney Lumet movies. And there's a big sale every year at Barnes & Noble on Criterion movies. So
nice.
Just in the blind bought this and was stunned.
Wow. That is so cool.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if like somebody was like, make a top 10 movies of all time. This may make that for me.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to look up where it ranks overall on IMDb.
It's very good.
It's got to be close to their top.
Yeah.
Top 50, probably.
I'd say. If not, it should be.
Damn it.
We're two angry men now.
Yeah, two angry men.
Two. We got all this chain rash.
Chain rash going to my brains.
Now get the fuck out of here and go watch that movie.
Yeah, do it or else something stupid will happen.